the diverse musicality of the Silk Road Ensemble, some hyper-traditional and some simply hybrid, mirrors the endless variety along the ancient Silk Road itself. Spices, fragrant oils, gems, and of course silk were bought and sold along the 6,500-kilometer trading route that stretched from China to the Mediterranean. But cellist and UN Peace Ambassador Yo-Yo Ma says that cross-cultural exchanges and understanding were the ancient roots' most precious products. Ma founded the ensemble, whose members represent 20 countries, to express that spirit of exploration and sharing.
What we try to do in music and in culture is to sort of look at, well, what do we have in common?
When Cristina Pato first played the Galician bagpipe as a child, she never dreamed she would travel with it beyond the villages and pastures of rural Spain.
And being able to share my tradition with Sandeep Das from India, with Kojiro from Japan, with Keihan from Persia, and finding that there are way more things that connect all of us than the things that in my head were separating us, that was, to me, a turning point and a really amazingly enlightening experience.
Yo-Yo Ma has carefully built trust among ensemble members, each of whom is a virtuoso within his or her own tradition. Yet they easily collaborate and improvise with each other.
So one person may come up with an idea and we follow, and then another person from another tradition or sector leads, and then we can go that way.
Indian tabla player Sandeep Das loves finding common ground with his colleagues.
It's the joy and the trust that help us do things together which seemingly seem different on the surface but are definitely inherently one and the same thing.
The Silk Road musicians bring that inclusive spirit to settings both intimate and grand, as at the Shanghai Special Olympics in 2007.
It's full participation, because as a philosophy, I think one way that we can define any civilization or culture is how that society treats its least fortunate citizens.
The Tanglewood Summer Music Festival in Massachusetts is the ensemble family's primary residence. The documentary film, Live from Tanglewood, shows the musicians relaxing, workshopping, and performing as a group, and in creative and unusual pairings, and as solo artists. What Ma calls passion-driven education is at the heart of the ensemble's mission. After tours, Silk Road members often stay behind to conduct music classes in locales like China, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Brazil. In the U.S., Silk Road Ensemble members offer workshops in conservatories and public schools. Yo-Yo Ma says the arts help strike a balance between self-knowledge and awareness of the larger world.
And I think we want that to be sort of the engine that drives the curiosity, but to actually find how many places you can call home, how many ways you can actually make something your own.
Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.